need to ask one question. Them letters, can I get, I didn't make copies of them, so can I get them back?
Nope.
Nope.
You really can't.
That's
but
fine.
You can get copies from Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott. I think we'll
okay.
be happy to make copies for you. You can pick them up at the office tomorrow morning.
Appreciate
once,
it very
once
much.
Once they've entered into the record, we can't
okay.
give them back to you.
That's fine. I
we'll get it. We'll get it for
Thanks.
You.
$10
okay. Oh, yeah. It's $50 a copy, right? Is that how much we charge on there?
Page.
$50 a page. No, I'm sure that that can be taken care of for you tomorrow. Yes, sir. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1800, Cheryl Normandu.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for office and retail use to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.5 acres, more or less, southeast of Route 24. 430 feet southwest of Road 284, also known as Mulberry Knoll Road, and then also having frontage on the northwest side of Road 284, being Mulberry Knoll Road, 515 feet south of Route 24. On October 13th of 2009, the applicant provided the commission with an exhibit booklet and revised survey site plan. That exhibit booklet contains a color rendering of the site plan, the qualifications of Mark H. Davison of Design Consultants Group, LLC, a summary on Design Consultants Group, LLC, and DCG Environmental Services Incorporated. Sound like a commercial. And their key personnel. A copy of the applications, a listing of property owners, a reduced copy of the site plan, references to the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, copies of deeds, Adel.com comments of September 5th, 2008 and January 29th of 2008, a site evaluation, a willing and able to serve letter from Tidewater Utilities, a series of maps and aerials, and suggested proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. We received comments from DelDOT that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service E of Route 24 will not change as a result of this application, that the current level of service A of Mulberry Knoll Road may change to a level of service B, that DelDOT on September 5th, 2008 issued a letter of entrance location approval, only that does not authorize the commencement of entrance construction and acknowledging that the site shall have access from Mulberry Knoll Road. A direct access to Route 24 will not be permitted and that entrance plan shall be developed in accordance with DelDOT rules and regulations prior to entrance approval. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District on October 19th of 2009, which referenced that there are two soil types on this property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sedimentation control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, that on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that there are no tax ditches affected. I also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on October 21st of 2009, and they referenced that the site is located in the Gosley Creek planning area, that the proposed use will use an existing on-site septic system, that conformity to the North Coastal Area Planning Study will be required, that when the county provides central sewer service, the on-site system must be abandoned and a direct connection to the central sewer is mandatory, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received a letter in opposition from Chester Bush expressing concerns about increased traffic and the lack of a traffic light at the intersection with a lot of accidents due to high traffic. And that's all I received to date. I believe the letter from, I only referenced one. There's two signatures, actually Leroy Bush and Chester Bush. Commented in the letter of an opposition. That's all I have, gentlemen. I have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. The chair recognizes Mr. Davidson.
Good evening. Mark Davidson with the Design Consultants Group in Milton, Delaware.
With me tonight are the owners of the property. I have Sue McCarthy, Kimberly Grimm, and Cheryl Normandew.
Guys look just overjoyed to be here. That's better. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Davidson.
This is an application for a conditional use of land in the AR1 residential district for a 9,200 square foot building to be used for general and medical offices and a neighborhood business retail use. All of this is located on 1.5 acres. Inside the booklets, I have provided several maps in the back, and the first map that you, I hope that you come to in your booklet would be is an area map that I show up here on the board. This property is located on the south side of Delaware Route 24. It's also on the west side of Mulberry Knoll Road. What I've shown in this map here, we show some uses in the area within a 1 mile radius. The property is immediately adjacent to the Cape and Open Middle School, the Beacon Middle School, which is currently a conditional use application for the school. Some of the other uses in the area, you have Cop Seafood, which is directly across Route 24 and from the intersection over. You have Lamps and Shade Window Treatment to the west, and there's also Grizzly's Landscaping to the west of this property. There's a family practice, medical office, and there's a studio also to the west. Immediately to the east of this property, going towards Route 1, approximately about 1 mile away, is the Beebe Medical Center. The Sussex County 2007 Comprehensive Plan Update designates the subject property in an environmentally sensitive developing area, which states in the comp plan that the retail and office uses are appropriate. The requirements of Section 115-194.3 for the environmentally sensitive developing area are in the booklet, and I will be addressing some of those tonight. Now, the 2004 strategies for states' policies and spending designates this property in an investment level 2. The project is located in an area that will be served by Tidewater Utilities. Inside the booklet, there is a willing and able to serve letter from Tidewater. There's an existing water line that is running right along Route 24 that this property will connect into. The proposed project will be served by an on-site wastewater disposal system. There is an existing Denerec site evaluation inside the booklet. The type of system that was utilized for this site would be a full-depth gravity system. As Mr. Lang stated, that we are in the Gosley Creek Sanitary Sewer Planning Area, and that future connection into the sanitary sewer system will be anticipated once it is available. In speaking with the County Engineering Department, there is a force main that runs along Mulberry Road to a pump station that was put in by the middle school. At this time, there's no capacity in that pump station for the county. So until capacity is available, we're going to be utilizing an on-site wastewater system, and that system will run along the western side of our property and will be underground. The project will have access from Mulberry Knoll Road. For the subject of tonight, what I'm going to say is the front of our property is going to be Route 24, and the rear of our property will be Mulberry Knoll Road. And access will be from Mulberry Knoll. No access will be allowed from Route 24. As Mr. Lang stated, that no traffic impact study was required. We do have in the booklet, there is a letter of no objection for the entrance placement from DelDOT. What we show here is this property had to make dedications for expanding the right-of-way on both Route 24 and Mulberry Knoll Road. We had to coordinate these expansions of the right-of-way with the
portion of the middle school laid out on our plan. We had to show that. We had to show some of the improvements that the school made so that we could tie this in also with the intersection of Mulberry Knoll Road and Route 24. There will be a 20-foot dedication along Route 24, as well as a 5-foot permanent easement for multimodal. That was part of an existing contract that DelDOT had for the improvements along Route 24. In the rear, along Mulberry Knoll Road, a dedication was made of 5 feet for the expansion of the right-of-way and a 15-foot permanent easement for a future multimodal path.
With the site plan as we have it laid out, again, showing that the part of the property being Route 24, we laid this building out in a way that will be conducive for both
some proposed retail, small retail-type uses, and I'll get into those in just a little bit, as well as some professional, possibly medical offices. With the proximity to the Beebe Medical Center, this would be an ideal location for doctors and medical supplies, being able to offer up medical supply sales, as well as medical offices. The way the building laid it out was that ideally the retail would be towards the west of the building, being the longer, sort of an L-shaped building. Again, it's only 9,200 square feet. It's one-story building, so there won't be multiple stories here. The parking lot was placed in the back, so there'll be no visual. The parking lot will be back here, back in the rear of the site, right away, it's away from Route 24. The actual building is sitting approximately 120 feet off the right-of-way of Route 24. So everything's been sort of been placed away from the road. That way, the more ideal layout would have been to try to get it up as close to the road as we possibly could, but we felt that this is a better layout for the site. Again, all the parking will be in the rear. The 46 parking spaces are required for this. We do show 50 parking spaces.
The existing parking lot will be landscaped. We are showing
on this color rendering, but we will submit as part of, we are approved, one of our conditions that we state that we will submit a landscaping plan. What I've tried to do here is we buffered some of the parking lot, tried to do some internal parking lot plantings here. I do show 3 dumpster areas that will be fenced. There will be 6-foot-high fence around the dumpster areas along with the landscaping. Along the border of the middle school, right now has, I believe, a chain-link fence running down their common property line. There's also, they planted some, I believe, is white pine trees along this property line. With our septic system being here, what we can possibly plant here is probably some very high shrubs to help shield this facility from the middle school. We also have other landscaping throughout the entire site. I can tell you that we are proposing, and it is in our conditions, that to place a 6-foot-high privacy fence around these two residential properties for parcels 111 and parcels 112.01.
The owners of the site, they desire to target users for this site that will provide a personal service to the residential neighborhood while trying to maintain the natural condition of the neighborhood. One of the stormwater management for this site, what we are proposing at this time, and what the soils indicate, we are in a good recharge area for the soils. The water tables out here are very low. If you look at the soils report that was part of the septic design, you can see that we have some coarse sandy material out here. This is all sassafras material. What we're proposing here is an infiltration basin and planted the infiltration basin. We're going to do a landscape sort of a rain garden, if you will, but it's going to be a landscape infiltration basin utilizing the site. All stormwater will be handled on site and will discharge into the ground. In my submittal, I talked about a nutrient loading report, that was submitted as part, and after looking through the booklet, I noticed that it wasn't in there. If I may, I'd like to submit. This is the TMDL requirement that will have to be met for this site. This report here is the worksheet that that Dynarac, that we will have to provide to Dynarac when we go to start designing the site if the project is approved. And what I can say is that what I've submitted to you is the existing and the proposed condition for stormwater management or for meeting the TMDL. And not to get into all the technical portions of this report here, what I can tell you is on the second page under the proposed conditions, by providing for infiltration, providing groundwater recharge, which is one of the BNPs that are required for this site, we do meet 100% of the TMDL requirement. So this site will have no effects on pollution into the groundwater by utilizing the soils that are on site and by the practice that we are proposing. Within the report, within the requirements of section 115.194.3, all the requirements have been addressed. Some of them are the presence of any endangered threatened species, no state or federally listed species or their habitat was identified. We had Kenneth W. Redinger go out and walk the site. Again, it's only an acre and a half, and there was no endangered species on site, as well as there were no non-tidal wetlands on site. Based on the FEMA maps, we are outside of the 500-year floodplain, so we're in a Zone X. We did a search on the Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs Office database, and there was nothing known within these parcels on this site. There's approximately, for the open space, there's basically what we have here is approximately 0.73 acres of green space here, going to be utilized for the on-site septic, for stormwater management, for landscaping throughout the entire site. And again, there is a small open landscape area within the middle of the parking lot. The proposed conditional use of this property for general medical office and neighborhood business retail use will enhance the general character of the neighborhood by providing small-scale type retail shopping and personal service uses such as a medical and professional office. The style of the building that's being proposed will reflect the character of the neighborhood, and I can tell you that this woman did. This is sort of a gateway to her neighborhood down there. And as the owner of the project, she's not going to put anything out here that's going to be a detriment to her going back and forth to her residence every day. So they will keep in style with the character of this neighborhood by providing a building that will reflect the area. The proposed application meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth, the convenience, order, prosperity, and the welfare of the county. And with that, in the booklet, I do have some findings of facts. And if I could, I do have a set of conditions of approval, but I have added a few. If I may, I could submit an updated condition of approval. And I just want to kind of, to finalize my presentation, and I'd just like to go through a few of these real quick. The maximum building square footage, again, being 9,200 square feet. Of course, all preliminary and final site plans were reviewed by the Planning Commission. All dumpster and loading areas shall be screened with a 6-foot high privacy fence and landscaping. As I stated before, the 6-foot high privacy fence shall be placed along the boundaries of parcels 111 and 112.01. All entrances and intersections, roadway improvements will be coordinated with DLDOT. The on-site wastewater disposal system will meet all Dynarac requirements. The drinking, the tie-in to the existing Tidewater system will also meet Tidewater's approval, as well as the fire marshals and public water. Stormwater management will meet all, will be the green technology type practice, and it will meet all Sussex County Conservation District. The site, we do show that we have, we're proposing two site signs, one on Route 24 and one on Mulberry Knoll Road. Our condition here will be the site shall have two non-illuminated on-premise signs, of which each sign shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side or facing, and will adhere to all the setbacks within the county. Parking lot and security lighting will be provided and will have downward illumination and shielded so that no illumination will encroach over any property line. A landscaping plan will be provided. Any commercial ventilation fans, vents, and heating and air conditioning units will be placed on the roofs of the buildings. There will be no outside speakers, bells, or ringers will be permitted for any use, and no outside storage of pallets, crates, or building materials. Those last three are what were added. Plus, in the back, what I try to do is I put together a list of proposed uses and a list of proposed restricted uses to sort of generalize what the owners would like to do with this property under the conditional use, with the conditions. And what I'd like to direct your attention is the restricted uses out here. They don't want to see any filling stations, used car lots, or other lots for automobile sales or storage, any automobile repair shops. Restricting the uses will be a liquor, no liquor stores, no tobacco stores, no nightclubs, no restaurants. No dry cleaning and laundry establishments or tattoo parlors, no funeral homes and dog kennels were part of the restricted uses they would like to see for this property. Some of the use, again, one of the things that they had talked about was, you know, maybe a small general store of some kind would be an appropriate use for this property, given the vicinity, to be able to come and get a small groceries of some kind without having to get down on the Route 1 or into that vicinity down there to be able to pick up a gallon of milk or a loaf of bread, and which this area, I don't believe there's anything in this area right now that can, that has that. If you look at the general area here, but there's, there are some residential neighborhoods in the area, but there's access to be able to get to this site without having to get down to Route 1 to be able to purchase those types of groceries. So I've provided a list here to kind of identify their wants for this property. And with that, that's all I have, and I'll take any questions that you might have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as has become customary, Mr. Davidson, I find your reports are very detailed and thorough, which I appreciate greatly.
Thank you.
I do have one question in particular, because I noticed that you were providing a six-foot fence along two of the properties. Was consideration given to putting a fence on the east side of parcel 109? Again, that would screen the, that would have a double effect. One is it would screen it from the house which fronts on 24, and if and when that house is, or buildings are no longer there, it'd screen those dumpsters from Route 24 also.
I have placed a fence, and it's kind of hard to see on here. It might be a little bit easier to see on the site, but I did place a fence from the corner of the building around the dumpsters.
Okay.
I put some landscaping in there, and I basically, with the 20-foot setback here, we'll be able to do some pretty intense landscaping around. And I'm not quite sure. I could be wrong. I don't think anybody is living there at this time. I don't know if the house is occupied. I do know that these parcels here are occupied at this time, and that's why we went ahead and placed.
So you're already proposing a fence around that area?
Yes.
Okay. Great. And I don't want to assume anything, but I was looking under your environmentally sensitive district overlay zone piece. It looked like it's the third page on section under the ESD DOZ. It starts out according to Sussex County, and then it's blank. Like there's something missing there. Is that talking about, would that be referencing what was happening with the sewer district?
Yes. I, at that time, I was waiting for...
confirmation back?
Confirmation from Mr. Davis, and I didn't get it in time, so I must, I left that in there.
Okay. I figured as much after I heard your, the other statements about being in the, as part of the study area, correct? So, and I also heard you say that you're not able to tie into the sewer system that's servicing the school district at this time.
That is correct.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, believe it or not, I'm done.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith?
I think.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Davidson, you mentioned sites and state level for spending investment level two.
Yes.
Have you received any assistance or any great cooperation from the state in that regard?
I thought that was Mr. Smith's sense of humor coming out.
That was a setup.
I'm not quite sure what it is.
Now, all the improvements will be done by the applicants and the owners of this property. So.
The you are next to the Cape Henlopen School District. One of your one of the conditions that you suggest is that your lighting be downshielded and also it's not to be obtrusive.
That is correct.
What is the present nightscape out there like now with lighting from the Beacon School?
I within their parking lot, and again, I do show on the plan, I show a greater, yes.
They have lighting within their, I believe they have lighting within their parking lot here, so I don't know.
And they have some off the back.
I imagine that goes along Mulberry Hill Road. I'm not quite sure of their illumination. I don't know if they're
with the distance that they are from
the property, I can't imagine that there's a lot of illumination moving.
Probably more encroachment on your area than vice versa.
It could be, yes.
But if we would act favorably on this, any lighting that you would have would be down shielded.
That's correct. It would have the shields on them, and yes.
Okay. Would ask either you or the applicants to perhaps put yourself a little play acting for the in a position of one of the neighboring property owners. What might you think would be a care or concern that they would have about the approval of a proposal like this?
I heard one of the letters. One of the letters talked about increased traffic and a possible traffic consideration with the intersection up here. Again,
with our application, if we are approved, when I submit the construction plans for our entrance, some improvements may need to be consider off-site. Del not like to do that. Again,
we're in a level two, so those things typically in these types of levels are supposed to be done already. But what the applicants will have to do, will have to do any improvements to make that intersection at Mulberry Knoll Road and Route 24 a safer intersection. The increased traffic here, the traffic is very light. So the reason we're proposing the 6-foot high fence is to try to shield any headlights coming from the parking lot. Extensive landscaping we're proposing. We're gonna try to get as much landscaping in here as we possibly can. And hopefully that will help deter some noise. As one of our conditions, all air conditioning units and any outside fans will all be on the roof. That way we'll be single story, 20 feet up, 25 feet up in the air, possible. That way the sound goes up and that there's nothing going to be around the perimeter. You're not going to see a big fan sitting outside the building where it's blowing air out the side so that it's a nuisance to anybody.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Ross?
You said the building will front, the front of the building will face 24, but the entrance, of course, is in the rear.
Yes.
I guess I'm wondering, will there be any signage to direct people to say, hey, entrance on Mulberry Road or what, for people to find how to get into the location?
We're proposing two signs. We're proposing, and you could, I guess, with the sign that would be on Route 24 on the bottom of it as part of the signage
and as part of the square footage, we could,
I guess you could see something here that says next right, you know, entrance next right or something.
I don't know how that would look or what that would say just yet, but we're not proposing any other. There could be some building signs. I mean, as far as what's allowed under the code for being able to advertise, if there's different storefronts or different office fronts here, each one of them will have their sign out front delineating where they are, but no directional signing.
I'm a little concerned that as traffic, you know, comes by and they want to get to your facility or whatever, as people locate there and they'll go by, you know, the road entrance, and then the next thing you know, they're hitting their brakes saying, oh my goodness, I passed a place and we have accidents or something, or turning around using the school parking lot as a turnaround to get back into. So I don't know if it's feasible or not to think about some kind of signage that would say entrance on this other road, since you're front on both, but there's no entrance there. The property line between the residences to the east side, I was down there yesterday. It looks like it's a little congested in there. Are those property lines clearly marked? Is there any dispute of where that line is?
No, we did the boundary survey, so we found all the property corners.
You worked with the adjoining property owners during that process?
Well, what we do is our role as a survey is we follow the footsteps of of what's recorded in the previous surveyor. So when we did the boundary survey, we found the property corners that were in the ground that are spelled out in the legal descriptions that are recorded. So,
well, those things do move slightly over time.
Yes, they do.
And sometimes there can be a bit of a, you know, conflict of opinion on exactly where they might lie. So that's why I was asking. No further questions.
Thank you.
Blake? What kind of hours do you anticipate, business hours?
Kind of hard to pin down. Of course, with retail, some type of small retail, that'll probably be of the moderate hours, you know, 8 or 9, you know, to maybe 7 to 9 at night for some type. Just depending on the type of retail it might possibly be. But if you're talking about professional offices, I've been known to work around the clock myself in my office.
We talk about business hours.
I think I hear the violin. I think I hear a violin.
I'm waiting for it.
There it is, right there. World's smallest violin.
There it is. Okay.
When we talk about business hours, typically it's where there would be clients or customers.
I'm pretty sure it'll be the standard 8 to 5. I mean, that's what, you know, that's the hours I hold, but, you know, I do have clients that do, that stay a little bit later than that, but
about these?
8 to 8? Well, if you're talking retail, though, you might be talking more extended hours or a deli, so it'd be safer 8 to 8.
Well, you said 8 to 8 or 9 and 7 to 9.
Oh, I thought you said 5.
8 to 5 for offices.
For typical office.
On the retail, what? Is that 5 days a week, 7 days a week, or what?
It'd probably be 7 days a week.
And on the offices, it would be what, 5 and a half?
6 days a week. If there's doctors in there, some doctors hold Saturday hours. And there again, I have to say that some doctors hold, I believe, Wednesday night hours or a possible night hour. So it's kind of hard to really pinpoint we're trying to shield this parking lot and keep everything, you know, with the fencing and the landscaping that we want to do here. And again, we will submit a landscaping plan for approval, but try to keep the noise down too and any disturbance to the area to a relative minimum.
Another observation is that, and what Mr. Ross referenced, is that the signage on Route 24 could be very easily be worded at the bottom of the signage that where the access goes. And what it would look out of place.
What's that?
The signage showing that they're next left or next right or whichever to get it to the Mulberry Knoll Road, or the address would work. If the address is given to you as being off Mulberry Knoll Road through mapping and addressing, then that address can be placed on the sign that would provide reference for those traveling on 24. Have you heard from Mrs. Murray that lives down Mulberry Knoll Road?
I don't believe so. No, they, nobody's.
You will. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
It's a light night, so you're the victim.
One more, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Johnson?
My infamous, is there any parking in the front yard setback?
Considering this the front yard, so now. I do, there is, we have a 40-foot setback back here, and I do have about three spaces in that 40-foot setback.
And the nearest one from the road is about?
Oh, it's about, I would say, the nearest one from the road. I got a 15-foot multimodal, call it another 15, and then 12.
27 or so?
25 feet from the road.
Thank you.
Just a statement for the commission's benefit. This was originally applied for under two applications. Since they were adjoining properties and were going to be developed jointly, we put it into one application.
All right, sir. Thank you. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1800, Cheryl Normandew? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1800? Okay, we'll start with you.
Well, we're kind of matched that.
I see that. Now you're welcome to come up together, but you can't both talk at the same time, okay? All right, can you give us your name, please?
My name is Ken Denbow. I live at 19688 Mulberry Knoll Road,
okay.
Lewis, Delaware, 19958. That's what's this around?
They do have some pretty maps, don't they?
I live here. The gentleman in question on the east side, they weren't sure if anybody occupied that house, one on the corner.
No, they're talking about the one on 24. Yes, where your little finger is.
Okay, that yes, one. Somebody does reside there.
Okay.
And in the house next door. Leroy lives here. He's a Bush. This used to be called Bush's Corner. My wife used to be a Bush. We're here. They're here. And this cuts us off from the rest of Bush's Corner, for starters. I mean, there's just so much. I have never seen a strip mall enhance a neighborhood. Just period. I don't see how that makes my place a better place to live. A 6-foot fence surrounding my property, blocking me off, blocking off my view, blocking off my access to family, unless I go out along the road. Well, that's always a good idea, isn't it? There's going to be a 6-foot fence all along here. And a business access separating me from family. Now, I've been in the healthcare industry for a number of years. I seriously question using a septic system for a medical facility. Especially since most of the properties there use well water. I take issue with that. The lighting. Well, you asked about, is there lighting from the school? Yes, there is. And if there's going to be lighting in this 50-car parking lot, it's going to affect my house. It's going to shine in. They can have all the downward reflectors or not. If it's over if the light poles are over a certain height, you're going to get refraction. It's definitely going to affect my my house. Then there's the whole... There has been more accidents along Route 24 up by the Mulberry Knoll intersection in the past year because they increased traffic. You know, increased traffic means more accidents. Now you're going to have people, and there is not a whole lot of traffic goes down Mulberry Knoll.
It dead ends into a boat launch.
Ma'am, if you're going to speak, you've got to give us your name and address. Go right ahead, because our machine can't recognize you.
My name is Sue Denbo, address 19688 Mulberry Knoll Road.
All right, very good. Now, go ahead.
That our road is a dead-end road. It goes down to the state boat launch.
Okay.
Brief.
This is tough on me because this has been my house and this land has been in my family. I married into the Bush family. This land has been in the family for 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know. I've had it for 10 years. No, excuse me, 11 years. My house burnt down. We rebuilt because we like the fact it's quiet. We have grandchildren that can play. My granddaughter can ride her bike on the street. The neighbors know, you know, she's there. You're going to have people missing this driveway, turning around in my driveway. This is disrupting my lifestyle, and nobody asked what I thought about it. In fact, one of the ladies in this commission, in this LLC, the day after my house burnt down, as we're looking at the ruins of what we lost everything, had the nerve to ask my husband, "Are you ready to sell?" This is not a lady with compassion. I don't want to be walled in by 6-foot fences. We have open areas. I can walk out at night. I can see stars. They're talking about these lights and these buildings. They're changing my lifestyle, and nobody consulted us about the property lines, about the entrance is going to affect my living. It's right beside my house. I know she doesn't have to, but this is not enhancing our neighborhood. If the comment was made for a convenience store, there's nothing nearby. Wrong. There's Peddler's Village a mile down the road that has everything you could possibly need. There's Family Dollar a mile up the road. There's Walmart. And a lot of these businesses they're showing, like on the top part of the map, that's Route 1. That's not us. We are a quiet, family-oriented area. And they're wanting to take that away from me, and I have no say-so in it.
We're passionate. It's our home. There's a few other things that, you know, they sounded really good. I particularly liked the fact that the dumpsters are going to be hidden. Of course, that doesn't exactly enhance the neighborhood. That's just something out this block, which also means we're going to have, heavy-duty dump trucks going by our house early in the morning to access those dumpsters. Yeah, that enhances my life. This gentleman here made the statement that the fans and the, you know, the HVAC units are going to be on top of the building, and it's going to be 25 foot high, so it won't bother any. I believe he made the statement that the would be 25 foot high, but he's also saying that's a single story building. I think that's pretty high for a single story, don't you?
Well, if they're going to put them up near the peak of the roof, it may not be. I don't. I haven't seen the final design, but you know, it's
right.
Plenty of headroom.
Yeah, well, that'd be for sure. Just realistic problems are Mulberry Knoll and Route 24. There's already so much traffic on that at that intersection. I mean, during the summertime, you said you came by the other day.
Yesterday.
Okay. How did you do getting out of there?
It wasn't too bad, but we had to wait a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Put a business in there and do it during the summertime. It's not unusual to wait anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes to try to go across Route 24 or to make a left-hand turn. It's getting to the point now where you just make a right turn, go down to the plantation, flip a U-turn, you know, wait for the light. There's no mention here of putting a traffic light. It's a narrow two-lane road coming off of 24 onto Mulberry Knoll. So unless they want to put a right turn lane when you're going northbound on Mulberry Knoll to 24, because otherwise it's a well-traveled, muddy, dirt access. People are trying to cut around the people who are making left turns. You would have seen that yesterday. If they want to pave that, that would be a good idea. The multi-use path that they want to put in on the five-foot easement, we have people who ride by the house, elderly people, who ride by my house every day, twice a day. They're coming from further down Mulberry Knoll. They're old people riding bicycles. This is their exercise. And now what's going to happen is once they get up to here, I guess it's a law that if you have a multi-use, you have to get on it, correct?
I don't know that it's a law, but it would make sense that you would.
So these people are going to have to go from the middle of the road, which they normally ride, cross this driveway here. Well, heck, what they'll probably do is they'll just turn around before they get to it. The point being, it's affecting them. The traffic and this whole thing not only affects myself, my wife, our family, the Bushes, but it also affects everybody else who lives down Mulberry Knoll, because they're going to have the additional traffic. Okay, now they're talking about putting a convenience store in there. Those are generally open. You know, a small grocery store. Those are generally open till what, 10 midnight, somewhere along there. I have yet to see a grocery store that closed at 8 o'clock. I would take exception to that, which also means there's going to be traffic behind my house all night long. My wife mentioned that we go out and we look at the stars. Well, I have a very nice 3-inch telescope. We look at the stars. When they put in Beacon Middle School, that wiped out that entire sector of the sky because of the refracted light. Now, we're going to lose the north and the west side. Well, we'll lose this area as well. I understand the fact that, you know, you can't stop progress, and I have absolutely nothing against somebody making a dollar, but for them to say that this is enhancing the neighborhood is just, it's not true. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. We thank you for your time.
Mr. Debo, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Sure. I guess I'm curious if this did not get approval for some reason, if we acted disfavorably on the application.
Right.
This isn't an investment two area. They could come in and do a major subdivision in there if they so desired, with so many houses or whatever. I mean, it doesn't mean that that parcel would never have some improvements done to it. I guess I'm wondering, I mean, I'm listening to what you're saying about this application, but if another application came down the pipe with townhouses or something, which devil would you rather deal with here?
I'd rather have families. Families tend to take pride in the area they live. They want to take care of that, okay? Not that businesses won't, but it's personal when it's family, okay? People move into a place, that's their home, okay? They're going to want to know their neighbors, they're going to be neighbors.
And then if I can play devil's advocate and flip my hand the other way.
Sure.
And said, let's say we acted favorably. Would you rather that fence not be there?
I moved out here from Rockville, Maryland. Used to work in Washington, D.C. retired, moved out here, and one of the reasons I chose living out in the country is to have the ability to have a long view. Okay. Would I rather see cars at night as opposed to a fence? I don't want either one.
I know you don't, but I'm playing devil's advocate.
Sure.
I don't know how we're going to decide. So I'm trying to understand what you would desire most, being the adjoining property owner, in either situation.
You're not obligated to answer that question. If
no, I know. It's
I don't want you to feel like it's a test or a quiz.
Oh, no.
You don't have to respond.
I don't feel pressure like that. What would be actually acceptable would be a berm planted with trees, something natural as opposed to this just huge shut-out fence.
Okay. That's what we're looking for. Thank you.
Okay. Right. Anybody else?
Thank you.
No, I think we're good.
All right.
All right. Would anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.